we do have Professor Karen Hoffman on the line now. Professor is the director at Priceless Essay based at WITS, and she will be unpacking the latest research in which the impact of tax or levies on sugar-sweetened beverages are studied and discussed. Karen, thank you so much for your time. A very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us about this research into the levy on sugary drinks.
Yeah, well, thanks. So we did some research at WITS, and looking at what happened after the first year after the tax was introduced. And the fact is the tax is now working in the sense that the companies passed on the tax to the consumer. The cut in consumption was quite significant. About a third of the consumption was decreased by a third in terms of sugary content and by volume. And, you know, it really is working. It is promoting health. It's called the Health Promotion Levy. And I think people took it seriously. And it's happening across the country in all 9 provinces. We showed that. It's also happening in, you know, we showed it in specific areas in Langa and in Soweto as well. And it's more, people are, the heaviest consumers are decreasing it the most. So I would say it's been a very successful policy from the point of view of the government, from the National Department of Health and the Treasury, both.
So are we saying that sugary drinks, which I would assume includes your cool drinks or your fizzy drinks like your Cokes and Fanta and Sprite and other such drinks, that consumption has decreased by one third?
Yeah.
What impact does that have then on the economy? Because those are big industries, right? Every shop, every supermarket you go to, if people are buying it by as big as one third, a margin less, that would have other sorts of implications economically.
Yeah. You see, you have to balance things out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obesity and its related diseases is costing the country 7% of GDP. Just the obesity diseases. People have to go to hospital, they have to be looked after, people lose their jobs, they lose their legs, they go blind. So what is that costing the country? So people always say, well, what's happening to the economy? But the question is, do you want to support, you know, a multinational? Or do you want to support South Africa? Or do you want to keep the country healthy? Most of the people that have died during COVID have died because they have an obesity-related condition. They're hospitalized and died because of an obesity-related condition. So what is that costing the economy? I ask you that question.
That's a fair enough question. Have these multinationals admitted that their sales are down by as much as one third?
I don't know what they've said. I can't comment. I mean, we've just done the study.
Do we know that people are abstaining because of this added levy, or is it just because in the last year, you know, the economy has taken a huge battering, people's finances are constrained, and they see fizzy drinks perhaps as a luxury and not a necessity?
Well, in fact, this study was done before COVID.
Okay.
So it hasn't been affected by COVID in our results. But I think that people didn't realize how much sugar there was. So, for example, if you have a 250-ml can of cold drink,
mm-hmm.
on average, it contains 7 teaspoons of sugar. So do most people put 7 teaspoons of sugar into their drinks? I don't think so. They wouldn't eat 7 teaspoons of sugar just like that. I think people are becoming more aware of what's going on. And they also, one of the problems is that the sugary drinks tax, this health promotion levy, does not include fruit juices. So people imagine that fruit juices are healthier, but actually they aren't. They're actually much more dangerous. And this levy needs to be extended to all drinks with sugar. You see, it's liquid sugar that's particularly bad. Sugar in general in foods is not great for you, but the liquid sugar is particularly bad because it gets very easily absorbed into the bloodstream in about 20 minutes. You get a sugar high, and then the pancreas releases the chemical insulin, and it exhausts the pancreas and you get diabetes, loss of your limbs, go blind, you know, you name it, it's there, go into kidney failure and die. And what is that costing the family? That is costing the family a huge amount. They've lost their breadwinner right there.
Now, how do we compare to other countries? I mean, are there examples of other countries where similar kind of levies have been put on sugary drinks and they've had similar results?
Yeah. So, very excellent question. So, here's the thing. There are about 50 jurisdictions across the globe that have introduced these kinds of taxes. A lot of them in Latin America, but across the globe, in Europe, in North America, in certain cities and counties. And it's working everywhere you look. In the UK, a not dissimilar kind of tax structure worked really well. So this is an instrument, a policy instrument, that protects the citizens, in our case of South Africa, from doing things that are unhealthy. And it makes the healthy choice an easy choice. It's an easy thing to say, I'm not going to have that. Because I know.
There seems to be some criticism that government has failed to capitalize on these early gains from the levy. Does your research in any way focus on that?
Well, the truth is that, you know, there's no question that if they were to increase, even with inflation, the tax, which they haven't done, okay, there would be better results. They would be able to address this obesity issue on a population level. So they haven't actually come to the party, and they need to. I agree.
What would you recommend? Are the levies good enough, or do you think they should be further increased?
I think it should be further increased.
All right. Prof, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Okay, take care.